Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
8:03 on a Friday morning, Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike Johnson. Yes, as Squid likes to point out, I did spend a few years playing for the Atlanta Falcons. His name is Squid Billy Bo Morgan. He is the executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and Radio Guru. But actually, I give the guru title over to Allie because she's more of a guru than you.
Good, when it comes to radio. I don't like being called a guru.
And she is just our overall positive vibe presence here in the Kia Studios that Dylon used to have to take on. But now he's behind the glass just vibing out, bobbing his head, playing all kinds of music.
Yeah,
so that's us.
We've got two positives to counteract you being in one big negative.
I know, man. I'm always in a bad mood. I don't know what it is.
Just awful.
Can't, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off in the morning, Allie, as you've had to see the last couple of weeks.
Sometimes I'm scared to come in here and speak because he's just going to, like, so I just don't talk because I don't want to get my head bit off by him, you know?
It's so funny because I know that Allie has noticed the bad mood Bo that I point out all the time in the morning. You sometimes Bo walks in, you go, "What's up, man?" And you get, like, a grunt. It's like, And he goes and sits in his office, and whatever the first thing he sees is usually, Can somebody tell me why? And I don't know what's going to follow, but it's probably something. It just takes him a while to warm up. It's all right. I've grown to love it about him. You know what I mean?
He's our teammate. Everybody has that person that just has a hard time in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit difficult. I understand a little warm-up mode. That's what you need.
It is what it is. We love it about him.
Well, you know, I'm naturally a shy person.
Yeah.
So it's maybe that's part of
it.
I just got to, you know.
Okay.
Come out of my shell a little bit.
It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. How do you guys feel about the return of Ronald Acuña Jr.? All right. I mean, like, how excited are we? Scale from 1 to 10. I'm at 7. I'm tempering my expectations to be a 10 until, like, mid-June. Let's get a couple of weeks under our belt. Let's get his bat hot. Let's see what happens with the rest of the lineup. Also, a concert you will go to by yourself. Because of the return of Ronald Acuña, Grant McCauley of the McCauley household, looks like he's headed to Truist Park tonight. And Allie, excited, so excited about this Keith Urban concert. Going by herself, meeting up with friends. She is a pro at this. She's done this a number of times. She already said she knows the set list. I find egregious. But nonetheless, here we are.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate,
there's no...
You never have that electricity pumping when you hear the first chord of that
don't
guitar.
You, like, yes! But hold on. Let me ask you real quick. Don't you remember going to the concerts back in the day when there were no set list released?
Uh-huh.
And being, man, I hope he plays this song, or I hope they play this song. And then the thrill, they played it, or the disappointment. But the emotion, you're taking all that away.
But the way you guys can analyze a football play, oh, they did this because of this. Oh, there's a reason behind them doing this. That's how I feel about a set list. I'm like, oh, he's going from Cop Car into Days Go By because of da-da-da-da-da, and it's this album and this album. And I get the history behind it, so I love it.
Yeah.
It's okay. My thing. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Well,
Setlist.fm or whatever it is.
Again, you're ashamed of yourself. Not even a .com.
Yeah, you're ashamed of yourself.
I'm not judging you. I just don't understand you.
Hey, we do have some people calling in. We got full phone lines, but I just want to shout out a couple of our friends on Twitter. DJ Diesel, he's talking about the Michael Penix fair foul question. 4,000 yards. Let's just stop being scared. Let's be greedy. And Bijan, he says he calls him mustard, will run for at least 1,000. There's no doubt about that. No. Bijan's going to get 1,000 if he stays high. There's no question.
I think the question is, does he run for 1,500?
Yeah, I think that's the plateau. I think that's what we're talking about.
And 2,000 all-purpose.
Also, our digitally challenged, and you can read into that what you want to, our buddy Jake Major. He was like, oh, we joking about chainsaws this morning.
Oh, no.
He's got his fours up, our buddy Jake, always at all times. It's the fourth quarter for Jake. So make of that what you will.
We were just informing, Jake. We're not judging. We're sorry, informing.
Jake. I love Jake, dude. Always laughing about the fact that he is missing a thumb. But it is what it is. We're laughing with him, and he knows that. That's all. That's what matters. Let's go out to the phone lines and let's bring in. Let's go to Dan in Atlanta. Dan's in Atlanta, not Decatur today, I guess. Dan, what's going on, man? Good morning,
man. I'm over here on Marietta Street, brother. What food terminal, man? Hey, happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
It looks like it's gonna be some extra beers tossed around tonight. Our buddy Ronald coming back, so I'm like Mike. I think the spirits and the morale are gonna be very, very high. So. You know, his first game back, I think he, you know, his spirits will be high, so he might just, you know, turn something up and might turn up tonight, but don't expect anything big. And like you said, give him a few games. For me, I'm going to a Chris Brown concert by myself all day.
Oh, wow.
You know, nice.
Yeah. You know, I'd be trying to crank the moves a little bit. I'm not a dancing guy, more of a two step, but you know, like I said, as an overall entertainer and an artist, man, I really like Chris Brown. But I got to throw a little monkey wrench in for y'all.
Yeah, I like that.
Just a little bit of a monkey wrench.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate
I saw a post yesterday that almost had me on the floor. Yeah. Buford's $62 million stadium.
Yes.
I'm done. Y'all have a great weekend, brother.
All right. Appreciate that, Dan.
First off, you might have to go to, like, prison these days to see a Chris Brown concert.
Did you see that there was something going on with SoFi Stadium to where they couldn't do something out there because of Chris Brown? They had to like rearrange some part of their schedule out there.
Well, he got arrested in Europe.
Oh, that's right. That did happen.
Yeah, he was just freed on $6.7 million bail. So those concert tickets
also
might not be available.
That Buford Stadium, you can do that when you're a city school that you can charge people out of city limit tuition. Yeah. Not to mention, you've only been the most dominant high school football program in the state the last 25 years. I would say 20 years, something like that.
I remain steadfast in my angle that city schools should never play county schools for state titles in playoffs. Period. They can play on the regular schedule, but like, nah, dude. Like, I don't need you to schedule city schools. It's not fair. It's just not.
I don't really disagree with you, which is unfun for me. But
yeah, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go out to Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes,
Obi, hit me with that. Hey, man. Hey, it's last day of school for baby girl in the back, man. She graduated pre-K, man, so we are stoked today, man. How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, I got to ask you because I just went to one of these graduations. You get a little lump in your throat when you saw a baby girl up on stage? Did you get a little lump in your throat?
Man, it's been an awesome month for baby girl, right? So she's been taking dance. So she had her end of the year or end of the season dance recital, man. Okay. And I'm telling you, man, just proud daddy moment, man. And Bo, I'm telling you, enjoy it, brother, man.
It only gets better.
It's coming. It's only getting better, man. Like I told you, man, everyone's going to tell you how hard it is. But it's fun, man. It is so, so much fun, man. Yeah. But, hey, just to get to the questions and things like that really quick, man. So, for Ronald Acuna, right, let's temper our expectations, man. Let's let him get in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Let's let him get warmed up a little bit. Give him a couple weeks, man. He's not going to come in and save this franchise in one day, right? So, let him come out. Let him get warm. Let him get reacclimated to everybody. And then that attitude, that positivity is going to be contagious. It's going to carry on to everyone else. I think you're going to see Ozzy get on a hot streak here as well. I think Ronnie is a big part of that. So, also, when we're talking about a concert by yourself, so I've actually been to one, and I'm telling you, I will stand 10 toes down on this every single day. This man could sing a phone book, and I'm telling you, I'll listen. Jamie Johnson.
Oh,
I am telling you, this man is absolutely amazing. I saw him at Stockbridge. He had this rendition of Georgia on my mind, and I'm telling you, man, absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Thanks for the phone call, man.
Hey, happy Friday,
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah.
Awesome.
Jamie Johnson, good call. Always down here with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Always right here.
I like some Jamie Johnson. I don't think I'd go alone, but I like it.
You're not secure enough?
Let's go back.
I don't like Jamie Johnson enough to go alone. I can find people to go concerts.
I got my wife going to a NASCAR race this weekend. Grant's going to, anyways. Let's go back out of the phone lines. Let's go to Matt out in Noonan. Matt, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, first of all, I'm kind of a Mike Nation Squid Mafia kind of guy.
Wow.
I'm on the fence about it. And I want to say that the mosquito should just lay the chainsaw on the ground and then fly around it, let the bees hit it. And I'm a 9.5 on Ronald Acuna. Really excited about him coming back, but like Mike said, kind of tempering the expectations just a little. And the one concert I would go to alone is the one concert where you would probably have half the people going alone. That would be Weezer.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really – you don't hear a lot of people say Weezer is their favorite band. I love Weezer. I'm a big Weezer guy. But I just don't feel like – I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. That was one that was out of left field
for me. The next question would be, what's the venue? You know, like, are you at, like, Weezer? Red Rocks?
No, I think – well, Red Rocks or – you know, Weezer would be good at Chastain, too.
They would be so good at Chastain.
That's a good call. Yeah, I'd be in on that.
Because I was just thinking Atlanta venues. I wasn't thinking, Red Rocks. Red Rocks would be phenomenal.
Have you been to Red Rocks?
I've been to it. I've never seen a show there, but when we played the Broncos in 16,
dude,
we had a couple of days out there, and we went up there and walked around. It was such a great – man, I want to go see a concert.
I was in Denver, and I was doing like a guy's trip out there, and I wanted to go so bad that I just chose whatever show was happening, and it was a group – I mean, you want to talk about Not My Vibe. Oh, my gosh. It was a group called Pretty Lights.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it EDM?
Yes.
Do you and Turtle go?
No,
Turtle's
I haven't been
EDM
on any
guy's
trips with Chris Thomas, no. And look, it's just not my scene. It was fine. It was fun. It was all right.
But
the venue was insane.
Yeah.
The sun's going down. You're like, this place is nuts. And then you kind of look back and you're like, there wasn't like a word muttered or anything. It's kind of not my vibe when it comes to music. So it is what it is.
Gotcha.
Anyways, let's get one more phone call in here. Let's just throw a bone to the nation. Let's go over to Squid Billion right here. What's going on? What's going on, Squid?
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir?
Michael Pierce Johnson, how you doing?
Yeah, I'll take it. I like that.
You sure?
Perfect. Allie Mack keeping the boys in line as per usual.
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am.
Well, listen, I'm tempering expectations for Ronnie to let him get warmed up, but I do want, I expect energy to the rest of the lineup with his return, so I do want to see an uptick pretty quickly from the rest of those guys just feed off of that energy of his return. For the concert, so Penny and Sparrow is my number one all-time favorite group. It's two guys that's usually acoustic, beautiful music, beautiful lyrics, but they're also hilarious in between songs because they have slower music. They know they got to fill the space and the energy. So funny together. I've seen them 9 times, and I'm going to keep going. So I would definitely see them by myself. I'll take any chance I get. Love the show, you guys. Enjoy.
Thanks,
I'm Googling right now.
Well, right now.
I think it's cool that you get a 2-for-1. And you go to hear music and you get a comedy show on the side. So
that's true.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's what you just call entertainers, right? Entertainers.
Anytime you go to a concert, as soon as they talk in between songs, isn't everything they say the most hysterical thing you've ever heard?
Sure. we got to go to break because Grant's coming. But there was a Brad Paisley like 2 weeks ago where he answers a phone call from his son the night before Mother's Day. He's like, his son's like, hey, Dad, setting up for Mother's Day. And Brad's just on stage, and I'm like, dude, if I was there, I don't think I'd love it. Like, it's a cool moment for him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, play the music. I don't want to be a Mother's Day Grinch or anything. Anyways, hopefully Keith Urban doesn't take any phone calls on stage tonight, although he might have at the Buc-ee's he played at a couple months ago over in Alabama. We're going to get Mr. McCauley coming up on the other side of the break. And boy, oh boy, do we have questions, not just about the Braves, but about his plans tonight. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And a game. Sports Radio 92.9 a game. The sultry sounds of Keith Urban bringing you in to this 8:23 segment. No, there's no backstory there.
Just no,
Keith
not Urban. At all.
No, not at all.
Grant McCauley. This would be a fun concert to go to.
Grant McCauley is going to join us. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to bring in Grant McCauley. And look, I just appreciate Grant joining us after catching strays for the last 3 days.
100%. He deserves some credit here.
Before we get into the Keith Urban stuff,
he's paid to do this. What are you talking about?
Before we get into the Keith Urban stuff, I just have to congratulate this man. And how many of these trivia questions are we getting right when the passenger princess over here is just peppering you with trivia questions at the driver's seat, Grant? And do you ever get frustrated at the line of questioning on your road trips? Grant McCauley, welcome in.
Hey, well, yes, there's a lot to unpack there, obviously. It's my fault because I'm the one that bought the trivia book, but I didn't realize that there are levels of trivia that, you know, like if you go out with your friends, you're sitting there and you're having that fun contest, and it's like, what do you know about pop culture and sports and entertainment and whatever it is, world history, politics, doesn't matter. It's just a little bit of everything. I managed to pick one of the most frustrating books because it was more of like, who hit 37 home runs for the St. Louis Browns in 1932? Well, I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to know that? I have Baseball Reference for that kind of stuff. Now, if you want to say, you know, who won the 1980 World Series, and me tell you it's the Philadelphia Phillies, and, you know, those are the kind of things I could know. But anyway, I do get frustrated. You may be able to tell a little bit. I get worked up. I may need to throw this book out or donate it to somebody who has more patience for this kind of stuff.
Well, just cross out the questions you don't like, and then she'll never ask you those questions.
That's true.
They also always have, like, funny names in response to that. It's like Legless Wayne Williams or something. You know,
also,
you're like, who the hell is that guy?
Who was the MVP in that 80 World Series? Is that Mike Schmidt?
No, that's a good question. I would have to go look at that. I do not have my cheat sheet in front of me.
Well, Grant, look, let's get on to some better news. And if you've been a sad Braves fan, blue ain't your color. And we've had a lot of days go by, but Ronnie is back. And we got a long, hot summer ahead, but he's a fighter. And we know that this changes everything for the lineup. Grant, Ronald Acuna back in the fold tonight. I know that you'll be in attendance, my friend. What can we expect out of him here in night number one?
Yeah, and I've talked a lot about this, obviously, since the moment that we started to get on the other side of, okay, he's had the surgery, he's done for the year. Now we start, you know, looking at 2025 and wondering what version of Ronald are we going to see? What's it going to take to get back? How are the Braves, and Ronald for that matter, going to handle this rehab, knowing what they know from having to have gone through this entire process before? And I think we have seen a much more methodical method put into practice here. And I think that's going to ultimately be beneficial for him. I did get to ask him at that press conference where he was talking a lot about social media, but I was a little bit more curious about, okay, what does this extra couple of months mean for you in terms of what can it do for you not having to feel like maybe you're back too fast and the days off, the DHing, those kinds of things. And, you know, as we can talk about among the many things to, you know, look at in this situation, you got a pretty good DH, so you're not looking to sit him on a regular basis, and your DH hasn't played the field in 2 years, so he's not going back out to left field again, even if he does have a gold glove, which is another story for another time. But I feel like this has ultimately been what he needs, and I think he feels that way as well. So, yeah, did he want to sit down at Northport and spend 6-7 weeks just batting and doing what he could and finally get cleared to run and be able to knock the rust off in the outfield, which I think is really the last thing that he's kind of trying to do here? It's tempering our expectations early, but this is a guy who can impact the game in any at bat at any moment. He still can run the bases well. I thought he looked good in Gwinnett. Certainly, you know, not looking at him thinking, oh, well, he's lost a step and a half now. I just don't know if he's going to be the same player. Now, he may not be as, you know, with such reckless abandon on the bases to steal 70 bags again, but I think the question is, does he need to? No. He's an extremely good player. He's going to be able to do things even at a lesser version of himself that other guys will look at and say, wow, that could be a career year for me. So I have the guarded expectation, I'll put it that way, to make a long story as short as I can, that he's going to be an impact player, and the Braves need one of those right now at the top of the order.
Well, Grant, let me ask you, because Mike and Bo and myself, we've been debating all morning, but I got to ask somebody like you, how is the – let me get through it, Mike. How is the lineup going to shift now with Ronald coming in? He's leadoff, but who's going to have to make room for him?
Well, I think that the easy answer is that Ronald's going to go right back where he belongs, which is the top of the order. Now, where it goes beyond that is a good question. You can have Austin Riley batting second, which he has quite a bit. I kind of like him in that spot. Maybe Marcel hits third. Maybe Matt Olson hits third. Is Matt starting to swing the bat a little bit better? But that top four, I feel like that's the group. You could see Ozzy crack into that group, but I feel like you might want to do that more so when he's really kind of found his footing and gotten some hits under his belt and maybe gotten on a nice little streak that gets his season on track. But those are the four hitters. After that, I mean, do you bat Drake Baldwin, Sean Murphy, 5 or 6? Does Harris figure in at 6 or 7? Do you want to do the thing that worked so well a couple of years ago, which is, hey, let's just run it through the lineup, have Harris bat 9th, have him be like the secondary leadoff man, put somebody capable on base in front of Ronald Acuna Jr.? Then you look at the weird stats of this year and say, wait a minute, doesn't Michael Harris lead the team and runs batted in? How is he going to be batting 9th after this whole thing? So it's going to be strange. It's going to be unorthodox, but I feel like that's kind of where the Braves are at this point, is making the best decisions they can to put a group together. And there can be some moving parts from night to night, particularly Baldwin and Murphy, which we've talked about a lot. But I feel like we're going to look at the top of that order, and it's going to look very familiar. And I feel like it's going to get that shot of confidence and talent by having 13 be the guy who's leading things off and getting the most plate appearances on the team, rather than a composite group of whoever you could throw at leadoff that has an on-base percentage under 300.
Grant, I'll go ahead and tell you it was Mike Schmidt who was MVP of that 80 World Series. I wanted to tell you because I know you're as messed up as me, and it'll bother you if you don't know. But with Spencer Strider, you know, it wasn't quite what we were – I mean, I don't know what we were expecting. But the thing for me was his velocity, and Is that something where because he didn't get a rehab start or two, he just couldn't let it roll at the velocity that he normally does? Or is there something, you know, a bigger issue there?
No, I mean, I think Spencer Strider, if you were to really size him up, I think you could kind of categorize him as the fighter. And he's been working hard. He wants to raise him up, but he's had a lot of wasted time over the past few years. And, you know, he just has to get, I think, back into that rhythm of starting every fifth day. So we'll see as he goes along what version of Spencer Strider we start to see. I don't think in any stretch of the imagination that this one start should be the sample size people look at. And I know we can be a prisoner of the moment on social media, and it's like, oh, he's not good anymore. But then the fascinating thing to me about that is, well, he's not a good starter anymore. Let's make him the closer. Okay, so you have no confidence in this guy to get guys out, so now you want to hand him the last three outs, which you're already furious about the guy who's trying to get the last three outs right now not being up to snuff. So there doesn't need to be a knee-jerk reaction to big change and an alteration of what Spencer Strider is doing. He just needs the time and the reps. And I did talk about this on South Territory TV the other day. How long can the Braves afford to allow him to do that when they did have to send out Bryce Elder, who was pitching well? And this is not an either-or between those two. Let me point that out and stipulate that right out of the gate. As long as Spencer Strider can be competitive and keep them in games, he's going to be allowed to go out there and continue to ramp himself up and knock the rust off. In hindsight, maybe one rehab start would have been the way to go rather than the sim games. But, you know, the baseball games are not managed in hindsight. Otherwise, a lot of guys out there would have a perfect record.
Grant, Bryce Elder gets sent down. It kind of sucks because it seemingly got his career back on track from that all-star season a couple years ago. We know he's got the fighter in him, and he'll go down and he'll do everything he can to get back. How could he still be a light for this franchise in the season?
Well, he can't go down to Gwinnett, which right now is where the blacktop ends for him, and say, who would want to be me? But I do think that he's been able to really be beside his teammates and make some memories of us. So I think that those are the things that are probably, you know, Bryce Elder's number one focus right now. It's just, hey, I've got to go make the best of where I am. Same thing for Jared Kelnick. The work doesn't stop just because you go to AAA. You have to go down there and keep yourself ready to get another opportunity. Do you go down and start to wallow and feel bad about the fact that you are there, or to let your focus get, you know, shifted or distracted? It's an easy way to get a one-way ticket to AAA and not be able to find your way back up. But I will say this, from talking to Bryce a few weeks ago and from watching what he was doing, he has shown the Braves this year that he is still capable of being a contributor. And we know over the course of a long season, the Braves have needed those guys to step up in those moments.
Grant, I can genuinely say that this is the most fun interview I've had in my radio career. So I appreciate you for that. Hopefully Allie has fun tonight at Keith Urban, and hopefully you have fun tonight at Truist Park. Let's just all make sure we don't wind up in the back of a cop car, and we're all moving forward with that, my friend. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, no, this interview had a little bit of everything, and I don't know if we'll ever top it, but we're going to do what we can. That's for sure.
I appreciate you, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
Appreciate you, honey.
All right, take care.
Oh, my God, that might have been my favorite 10 minutes of radio that we've done on this show.
Just promise me, if Ronald hits a home run tonight, you'll think of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something.
Exactly. The blacktop end, that sent me over the edge.
I really didn't care about Bryce Elder at all. I know what he was going to say about Bryce Elder. I just wanted to work a couple more song references in there, I got
to
say.
Oh, my gosh. We have to go to break. Shout out to Grant for just playing along this entire week, man. He's been catching strays. We always love it. And he's always fun. He's so much fun to do that with because of his personality. You just know he's going to ride the wave. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this college football playoff seeding and what it could mean for the end of the seasons in the SEC. You do not want to miss some of the stuff going around about the end of the season in December in the SEC. We also got a Life of Squid.
There's a golf tradition that I think is the biggest scam in sports. Talk about it next. Morning Shift Sports Show, 929 The Game, and...
the Odyssey.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift coming back. I have the reaction video out that was put out last night on the 92.9 The Game socials of the announcement that Ronald Acuña is back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, your head looks bigger on the video than it does in person.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not. I don't know. Would I rather it look bigger? I guess I'd rather it look bigger on the video than in person.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably just the angle.
Yeah, I do have a big head. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this hat I'm wearing is made by a company called Mammoth. Mammoth Headwear. Yeah.
Really?
Shout out. You know, it's just, look, at some point,
Allie,
I'm going to fight for equality for the big man in this world. Hats, I'll start with hats.
The guy, one of our iRacing buddies, he's Mike's buddy. I've met him through iRacing. He's become a guy that goes to NASCAR races with us. That's who Mike's going on the trip with.
Yeah.
This weekend,
And he's already up there in Charlotte. And so he's going to the different race teams,
the
facilities.
Yeah.
And he went to Penske. My favorite driver is Ryan Blaney.
Mm-hmm.
He drives for Penske. So he goes to Penske. I said, Doug, when you go to that gift shop, you know, send me some pictures and stuff. So I didn't tell Doug.
Swag.
I didn't tell Doug what I wanted or anything. Doug just sent a pictures of a bunch of hats.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, which one do you want? I didn't tell him I wanted a hat, but he knows I'm a hat guy. So I answered, and Mike goes, hey, any big boy hats?
You got any big man hats in there?
And Doug wrote back the ha.
Nah, nope. son. That's what he said. Nah, son. Unfortunate, man.
So I told you that story. This guy has a special order's hats. In fact, I gave him that glue for the patches and stuff.
Put my patch on.
Yeah.
So that I can actually wear hats that have labels on them.
Yes.
It's 7 7/8 hat. So if any of you guys out there wear fitteds, that's where I'm at. Just somewhere between 7 7/8 and an 8, which they used to, you know, it used to be kind of in vogue to wear oversized hats.
Right.
You'd go to Lids and they would just, like, people wanted to wear them that were too big for their dome.
Yeah,
right.
I love that era because that's what size I actually wear.
Now that's donezo.
Yeah, now it's done. Now that's kind of not in vogue anymore. But, anyways,
it is weird how everything goes from tight to loose, back to tight. and then loose again.
Like jeans, the mom jeans versus skinny jeans. Yeah. It's going back. I just got on board with like loose jeans, and now they're saying skinny jeans are in again.
No, there's no way. I don't know.
They were just out.
Yeah.
I thought it was just
wrapping my mind around that.
I know, but they're back in again.
I need you to text my wife and tell her, because now I'm all about that. You know what I mean? She's wearing the JNCOs, you know? Like, let's get out of that face. Nonetheless, we do need to dive into this college football playoff seeding conversation. We've been talking about it all day. The College Football Playoff Committee and everybody else involved has agreed to redo the seeding to where now the top four ranked teams will be the top four ranked in the playoff bracket. Doesn't have to have a conference championship attached to it. The conference champions do have the automatic bids, however, but they will just be seeded differently than they were last season. If you guys remember, it was like, you know, who's going to win the SEC? How will that team be seeded? Do they have a home game? We went through this with Georgia the entire time, Texas, everything else. Let's move past that now, because one of the stories that's kind of coming out, and Ross Dellinger does a nice job highlighting this for Yahoo Sports, is the postseason picture in general. And obviously last year when we got down to it, we were talking about the 12th team or the 11th or whatever it was, depending on who else was 12. And it was like South Carolina, Ole Miss, Alabama, Tennessee. All these teams have a right to have this conversation of being one of the last SEC teams in. Well, one of the conversations that has come up recently between the SEC, the Big Ten, and everybody else involved, all the stakeholders, is actually having two playoff games along with the SEC championship to decide who gets those automatic spots. Now, this comes into the conversation if, in fact, you go to what is called a 4-4-2-2-1 model when it comes to college football playoff, meaning the SEC gets four automatic bids, the Big Ten gets four automatic bids, the Big 12 gets two, ACC two, and then the one at large that could also be Notre Dame as well. So if you go to the 4-4-2-2-1 model, it looks like the SEC will have the conversation where you have the conference championship and those two teams will go to the playoff, but then you also have a playoff game that weekend between the number 3 and 6 teams in the SEC and the number 4 and 5 teams in the SEC, and the winner of those two games would also get bids to the college football playoff.
Wait,
boy,
four,
I'm dizzy
four,
just talking about this.
4-4-2-1. Isn't that 13 teams?
Yes, but this would be because of the 16-team playoff, I believe.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Just blanket statement. I don't like it.
First off, I don't need 16 teams. Okay?
It's a lot.
Don't need it's 16
a lot.
Teams.
We're adding a lot of games.
I'm not sure that I need two teams from the ACC or the Big 12 every year.
Right.
Not based on what they've been the last few years.
Sure.
Not sure I need four teams from the Big 10, to be honest with you, or the SEC at times. Yeah. Again, Alabama, how many teams got in from the SEC last year? It was Tennessee, it was Georgia, it was Texas. That was it, right?
I think that was it.
Okay. Did I need 3-loss Mississippi, 3-loss Alabama, or even 3-loss South Carolina?
No.
No. So we all agree that those teams had egregious losses on their schedule at some point. Why do I need it's too much. You get just too many games, and I don't need all these schools in that don't deserve to be there.
Let me take it from here, though, and let you just meet me in the middle, because I'm going to ask you this question. We both agree that I don't think it's necessary. Doesn't need to happen. I don't need 16. I don't need these two extra playoff games to decide who gets in the 16. But will you agree with me on this? This is going to happen, dude.
You know,
like,
what?
This is going to happen, because what did you say that Pat Forty brought up to us yesterday? Who's in control of college football? The TV networks having a couple extra playoff games from SEC fan bases. It's going to happen.
All right. Hear me out, though. Let's talk about this. From September to January 20th, I think the title game was last year, you had must-see TV every time college football was on, and they still lost to the NFL when they went head-to-head on those playoff weekends. But the best part, I will give it credit, the best part about the 12-team playoff last year was we did get to argue. I mean, we're going to do it anyways, but we got to argue a little bit longer about and you know, the games that sometimes were like, well, they're out, they've got two losses already. They actually did matter, right? There were two lost teams that were like, hey, if they lose a third time, now they're out.
For sure.
Okay, so I get that. But
Georgia was one of those teams, by the way.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yes. So my thing is like, but at what point does that go away where we expand too much and now the regular season doesn't have it? I can miss that game. Because I know that because their name is Georgia, they can lose three games and get in.
Here's what I will say, and to answer in response to that, as long as we're doing away with, and we're going to 9 conference games, and we're doing away with the crappy homecoming games, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Do away with UMass and UT Chattanooga. No offense to those teams. Do away with those squads.
Okay, well, then you're probably
knock it down to a 10 or 11 game regular season, and then add, yeah, okay, sign me up 100%.
You're probably gonna, and guess what? You're probably going to do away with some of those programs then. Because some of those
That's an unfortunate thing, yes.
Well, it's unfortunate for the kids that go there to get to further their education who might not have the opportunity to further their education.
Can I meet with you back on that, though? When you talk about 130 teams with people on scholarship at some of these bigger universities, those kids are going to get the opportunities other places.
No,
you're going from 85 scholarships now to what's probably going to be 130.
I don't think you are.
Or whatever.
I don't know how that's a sustainable model because of what you're having to pay. Rusty just sent us an article about Oklahoma's about to cut 5% of their staff, their athletic department staff.
Yeah.
Which means, guess what? Pretty soon, you're going to be track and field. Hey, it's great, but we don't win and it doesn't make any money. And our football program's got to pay for an extra 20 players. So, appreciate you. We have basically said in this country, and I'm going to stop. I'm not going to go any further than this statement. We've basically said that Title IX no longer matters in this country with comes at college athletics because you're about to do away with Title IX sports because of the fact that football is no longer going to be able to fund them because they've got to fund football now. And that's the reality of what paying the – and I'm all for some of these kids getting paid, but that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
If you're like me and you're a meat man, I am the meat man. You're like junior meat man.
I'm not even going to give that a pause.
I am the big
anymore.
Meat man. You'll be using Baron Burton's W sauce, Fireshire, on your meat this weekend. Maybe you have a little everyday hot sauce. 5-ounce bottles out now, by the way, now.
Ding.
Can I just let you know? I use the everyday hot sauce on Tuesday, 10 out of 10.
Damn.
Actually, 11 out of 10.
See?
Wow.
Dylan Matthews approved. You can go to WSauce.com, use the code SQUID, SQUID, for 15% off. Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl End Lager is the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. So, my neighbor, one of my really good friends, Bristow, first name Mike, last name Bristow, got a hole-in-one last night. Probably.
He had a hole-in-one last night.
Hole-in-one. Probably.
Wow.
Probably. There's no probably about it. I would say it's the hardest hole-in-one to get on our course because it is.
Yardage?
Well, it was set at 190, well, 180 to 190 last night. And there's
a little stick.
It's one of those holes where it is uphill, but you don't actually understand how uphill it is. And sure. It's a longer par three than you actually realize. It looks like an easier hole than it is until you hit the ball and you go, damn, that's longer than I thought it was. Which happens to most everybody.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. To me, a hole in one is there's some luck. There's a lot of luck, but there's also skill. Right? You got to get the yardage right.
I was going to say it's more skill than luck. Yes.
You got to. We've debated it. I think it's probably a 60-40 skill to luck. And you got to be online. And then okay, well, we can debate that another time.
Okay.
The problem I have is when you get a hole-in-one, you now have to buy drinks for the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, essentially, you have to walk in and say, I got a hole-in-one, 500 is my limit, or 250, or whatever you want to put. I'd say 250. I think he said 500 last night. His pocket's a little bit deeper than mine, I guess. So, I just think that is the biggest scam in sports. I hate that tradition. In fact, if I get a hole-in-one, I should get drinks free for like a month or a week or something.
It's almost like people are taking advantage of your elation, given the circumstance.
Man,
he's in a really good mood.
Right, let's
just make him pay for our
drinks. I think if they're taking advantage of they're making your accomplishment about them. Because you know what I did? I text Amy, hey, Can we move bath time back like 30 minutes? I was like, Bristow got a hole in one. I got to go in the clubhouse.
But you partook then. You hate it, but you put drinks on his tap.
You know why?
You are such a hypocrite.
You know why?
Dude.
You know why? You know why? You know why? Because I know that if I'm lucky enough one day to do that, that everyone will take advantage of me. So I'm going to get while the getting's good, son.
You got on your soapbox and then at the end admitted that you were part of the problem.
But he knew the tradition wasn't going to change just with him standing on a soapbox last night.
Does Bo know that? I'm not sure Bo knows
that. Oh, I know that.
Bo thinks he's changing the world right
so
here.
You know what I did? You know what I did? Me and my buddy Art, we rolled in there and I said, "Hey, man, what do you want to drink?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "What should we get?" He's like, maybe bourbon? Little whiskey? I said, yeah. Hey, our waitress, Olivia, what's the most expensive you got on the...
Dude,
and no.
She's you like, are such a hypocrite, okay. Man.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on. Hard stop. Because here's the deal. She gave us a menu. It's called Jefferson's Ocean. It was $22 a glass. So that's what we got. I know. I don't know.
That's the most expensive they had. It's $22 a glass.
Yeah, I mean...
No Louis the 13th back there? No?
I mean, just, come on, man. It's Woodstock. But here's the deal. It was going to happen no matter what. He set the tab at a certain price.
Right.
He said 500.
Just wanted to make sure you got yours.
So I was like, I'm going to get mine. And you guess what? I'm going to take away from some of these people that don't really know him. I mean, you're not going to. So me and Art, basically put like, we put about $50 on it.
Just wow.
Because we're like, hey, that's $450 less that some rando can't get off his tab. So I did him a favor, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Allie, fair or foul, this man is a hypocrite.
No, Allie nailed
you
it.
You weaved back and forth. You were right, then you're wrong, and just then you went too far.
Let me tell you something. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Hey, man, we hope you guys have such a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back at you on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. to cover all the craziness that was Ronald Acuna's return and everything else going on with these Atlanta Falcons and in the city of Atlanta. But you guys have a safe weekend. Get that grill fired up, hit the water. Till Tuesday morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.